joining me now to answer some of these questions, I hope. He knows the answers. Is a fellow for whom I have great respect, Senator John Barrasso. He's from the state of Wyoming, and he's also, by the way, a medical doctor. Senator, great to have you back with us.
Thanks so much, Lou. Great to be with you.
Senator, I've got to say, I can't quite figure out what Senator Reid meant with that big announcement and all of the noise surrounding it. Can you enlighten us?
Well, he does like to make a lot of noise, but when the going gets tough, they go hide behind closed doors. That's what happened again, in spite of all the president's promises that any negotiations or discussions would be on C-SPAN. The president came here Sunday, hid behind closed doors with the Democrats, didn't visit with any of the Republicans, and now Harry Reid has done the same with 10 Democrats to try to come up with some solution to his dilemma of trying to get 60 votes for a bill that, Lou, I think is awful for our country. It raises taxes. It cuts Medicare for our seniors who depend upon it. It causes people who have insurance to see their premium prices go up. And what Harry seems to be proposing is that they want to put more people on Medicare and more people in Medicaid, and those are programs that are going broke already. So to me, it's like throwing more people onto a ship that is already sinking.
And adding a further burden to a government balance sheet that is already overwhelmed with red ink. So help me out. Is there a public option in all of this, or is there not? Because he said he intimated there had been a big change on the public option, but then said the public option is very much alive and well.
I think this is the way he tends to do it. Fascinating, because he's trying to come up with something so that people who are against it can say they voted against it, and people who are for it can say they voted for it, in a way that he's trying to cobble together 60 votes for something that is wrong for this country. And that's what I'm trying to do on the Senate floor, is point out the significant flaws of the entire fundamental core of the bill. You know, they're trying to deal with a number of the things around the periphery, but the fundamental core of this bill, Lou, is it's going to drive up costs for people that have insurance. It's going to make health care more expensive. It's going to cut Medicare while they're trying to put more people onto Medicare. It's going to bankrupt the states because they want to put more people into Medicaid, which, as you know, is a shared program with money from the states as well as right. Washington. And governors, Republicans and Democrats, have all spoken against this, and one of the Democrat governor of Tennessee called Medicaid the mother of all unfunded mandates.
Well, let me ask you, Senator, is there a straightforward bone in Senator Harry Reid's body?
He's the leader of the opposition, the other party, and I'm not sure what he's thinking about here, but he's not thinking the way I think.
I just don't know. Insurance companies, he says, will have more competition under this compromise. Do you understand how?
No. No. You know, the people of Wyoming say, don't cut my Medicare, don't raise my taxes, don't make things worse for me, especially in light of this economy. And I can't see how this health care bill that Senator Reid's promoting is going to make things better for the American people. I think it makes things worse for just about every American.
Well, tell us about Ben Nelson's amendment, trying to restrict abortion funding and close some loopholes, rejected 54 to 45. It looks as though Ben Nelson's been told to go to hell, and everybody who is anti-abortion has been told to go to hell. Will there be any effect in the U.S. Senate of that?
I don't know what Ben Nelson's been told by Harry Reid behind closed doors, because that's where it seems that many of the discussions are taking place. You know, there are two things going on here, Lou. One is, and you'll see this when you get to the United States Senate. What happens is, number one is you got what's happening in the discussion and the debate on the floor. And then secondarily, you have the things that are going on in Harry Reid's office, where he is trying to put together a substitute bill that he gets all 60, that he gets 60 votes for. And the second he gets that together, if he's able to, he will bring that out, take off the bill that we've been discussing and debating and trying to amend, get rid of that, bring in his new game plan, and get the 60 votes, and then try to send it to the House. So what he's doing behind closed doors, what the president promised would never happen, but is happening every day here in the United States Senate, is they're trying to come up with something that they can ram through the Senate on a 60-vote margin, the minimum number that they need to get this passed, and they're leaving out great numbers of Americans who have good ideas that they want to see included.
So tell me what you think of the way in which the national media is covering this entire process. I don't see stories talking about an obvious subterfuge, that is this process by which they're trying, obviously, to get to committee, the conference committee, and to create whatever, frankly, the hell they want.
Well, that's the problem with, you know, we had the finance committee bill and then the help committee bill that they had to stitch together, and they took those into Harry Reid's office behind closed doors for a couple of weeks. And Lou, what came out really wasn't a stitched together version of the two of them. It was something that Harry Reid came up with Rahm Emanuel in the White House,
right.
And that's the bill that's being debated on the floor. And I think they want to get something that gets 60 votes, the minimum amount. You know, something that affects everybody in this country personally, 1/6 of our economy. This ought to have huge bipartisan support to get the American people behind it in the end. But that's not the way they're running this. They want to get the minimum number of votes to then get it to the House, where once again you're then going to have Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, along with Rahm Emanuel in there, coming up with something that may in no way, Lou, you know, connect with what's passed in the House and what's passed in the Senate. But, you know, the American people are against what passed in the House. The latest polls show that the majority of Americans are opposed to this whole health care reform proposal that passed the House, and only about 1 in 3 Americans support it. So it's no surprise that, you know, Harry doesn't want the members of the Senate to go home for weekends because he doesn't want to talking to the folks who live in their home districts.
So whatever happened to the idea that this government had something to do with consent of the governed, that there was some responsibility to represent their constituents, and the will of the majority, I thought, was supposed to rule in a democratic republic. That all seems to have been set aside. When did we do that?
Well, the American people deserve better than they're getting right now, Lou, and it's thanks to you and others on the radio and that we're able to get the word out that the American people deserve better. You know, this president has promised transparency and openness. We haven't had any of that, so it's not surprising that the American people are both suspicious and skeptical about what's going on here, which is why you see the poll numbers that we do about this health care reform. And ultimately, Lou, people are worried about the economy. They're worried about jobs. And they see, all of the time being spent there on health care, which they realize is going to make their health care worse and they end up paying more for it. That's not what the American people want. There's a lot going on that we ought to be focusing on. And to me, it's jobs, the economy, it's competitiveness, it's growth, it's opportunity for the citizens of this country. And to go ahead and cut Medicare to the degree they are, not to save Medicare, but to start a whole new government program, and then to raise taxes by $500 billion, to use all the financial gimmickry that they've used, Lou. You know, you look at the gimmicks. They're going to collect taxes for 10 years, but they're only going to start giving the services that they're promising in 2014. I mean, what is that? It's like saying, well, you took out a mortgage on a house and you got to start making your mortgage payments, and they're not going to give you the keys to the house to move into for 4 years, even though you've been paying your mortgage every month.
By the way, are we going to see the tax cuts are going to start lapsing next year, right?
That's what this president and this administration plans. Yes, I'm opposed to that.
And there's not much you can do about it, though, right? So it's going to happen.
Well, they have a 77-vote majority in the House right now, a 20-vote majority in the Senate, and as well as the White House.
Which raises the question: are you going to be able to overcome those majorities and take control of at least one House next year?
Well, I'll tell you, after watching the people of America in Virginia and in New Jersey step up and speak out, and there was the state Senate special election yesterday in Kentucky in a 3-1 Democrat-leaning district, and the Republican candidate was underfunded significantly, and he won by 12%. The candidate won by 12% of the vote yesterday in Kentucky, and the fundamental underlining issue was running against Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and what Washington is doing to the people of this country.
You know, there was a race also yesterday. Republicans and Democrats electing their nominees to fill the Senate seat of Ted Kennedy. I got a kick out of one of the reports this morning, I believe it was in the New York Times, talking about Democrats have a substantial advantage, have an advantage in registration.
In Massachusetts,
in Massachusetts, weren't there? It's a 4-to-1 advantage. They couldn't bring themselves to.
I know you're not afraid of odds like that, Lou, but some people are.
And with some good reason, but I got to tell you, those are the kind of odds that get kind of exciting.
Yes.
All right. It's great to have you with us, Senator. As always, I wish you a lot of luck.
Thanks. I'm going to keep fighting every day. This isn't over yet.
Good deal. All right, Senator. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thanks, Lou.
Senator John Barrasso.